Now, if you read over chapter 2 of Dianetics, Modern Science, and Mental Health, you'll find out that what it describes, if taken in an absolute sense, would certainly simply be an awareness of awareness unit having nothing to do with the body and not being in a body. He would have sonic visio at will. He could listen to his engrams, or he could listen to the environment, or he could see his engrams or see the environment. Actually, a thetan exterior, fairly stable, can take engrams and shuffle them the way you flip through a deck of cards. There's nothing to this. It's not even hard. As far as creative imagination is concerned, yes, he can do that, and he can also make mock-ups of all kinds of mock-ups. He can do many astonishing things. One of the most astonishing things that a thetan exterior, awareness unit exteriorized, can do, one of the most astonishing things that this person can do, is heal at a distance. And he has no trouble doing that. That's one of the easier things. Of course, it really doesn't restore much self-determinism in the person he's healing. But that's beside the point. The person is at least well, if somewhat enslaved. But he can heal at a distance. We won't say, by the way, that former efforts at faith healing done here and there throughout the world were simply efforts to enslave people, and we're not inferring that from there on all the people who contacted that particular segment of knowledge became enslaved. But you notice that healing at a distance and with a magic wand and without any idea of pan-determinism or self-determinism is destructive. Well, he can do all of these things. Furthermore, he can be any place in the universe with total perception, know where he is, and occupy or motivate any kind of a body. In other words, people talked about my exaggerations when they talked about the Dianetic Clear. And I really had a very good time as the years went on listening to this sort of thing, because it was very hard to keep from breaking out in hysterical laughter in their faces. Well, if I had put down what a clear really can do, it would have been an amazing thing. Nobody would have swallowed it anywhere. Nobody. Because he can be any place he wants to be simply by thinking he's there and looking from the point where he has arrived. He can be behind anybody's head and by handling their motor control units, make them move, walk, turn, do what he wants to. It's a curious thing, isn't it? So here we have a greatly enhanced idea of a clear in Scientology. All right, so much for the lecture and the propaganda on this. I want to give you something about this process. Is there any way you have to say this? Do you have to say it be 3 feet back of your head? Or do you have to say it be 3 feet back of your head? Or something of the sort. No, it is said in total knowledge of two-way communication. You've got to know your two-way communication, you see. You've got to be in communication with the person. And you have to remember to do it in a place that is quiet and where the person is not going to immediately be hit by your voice, falling chairs, starting trucks, or something of the sort, because he gets out of his head and boom, he's all of a sudden startled